Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jack Mishkin, who is the owner of J. Mish. Jack, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Kemp.
Good to be with you. Thanks for being with us on the show. I've got to tell you, I'm very proud because I now have a J. Mish original in my home office. They just put it in this week. You make gorgeous product. For those that might be interested, I put Intuition in my home office. It's a wool product, and it's a beautiful design.
Well, I'm glad you like it as much as I do.
You know, one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you is there's some news about you and what's going on with you, and I want to get to that in just a minute. But for just a background real quick, some people might not know who you are, Jack. You've been in the business your whole life. Matter of fact, you grew up in it. Your father was in it. Why don't you tell the story?
Yeah, my dad was the first pioneer to have a broadloom tufting machine on the West Coast. He bought a little pass machine operation and within a year turned it into a broadloom production facility back in 1950. And it was originally called Hollywood Textiles, and then they changed the name to Hollytex Carpet Mills and had a phenomenal career. Really had a lot of passion for what he did. And he was not only brilliant at just about everything he did, but he was as good as anybody I've ever met with people.
Yeah.
So he was just one great guy.
Yeah. And actually, you and he and Phil Wex were responsible for the beginning of Bentley, right?
Phil and I and my dad founded Bentley back in 1989.
And then after Bentley, you went and started Monterey, which was a beautiful, another West Coast carpet mill that drew the attention of CNA, which later became Tandis, and they ended up buying Monterey. And then, after you worked back to Bentley doing some product design, you decided to start J. Mish, which is primarily a wool mill that's based in Cartersville, right?
It is. We've got a beautiful little facility in Cartersville. It's not handmade, but it's the closest thing to it.
Most people know you because you're very tall. What are you, about 6'6"?
No, I'm not that tall. I'm 6'3".
Well, you carry yourself with a lot of stature.
Thank you. You
do beautiful design. You've always been known for design. And you're also very personable. You love life. You play golf. And one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you is, you know, last year I went to Surfaces and there was this huge cake and you were celebrating your 65th birthday. And this year I went around and I was looking for you and you weren't there.
And I couldn't give you an interview because I wasn't there.
That's exactly right, and I missed that opportunity. We've done many interviews together before. Why don't you tell the audience why you weren't at Surfaces?
Well, a crazy thing happened to me. I was traveling from the West Coast to the East Coast, and after the first day of travel, I noticed that I was not doing too well. I had shortness of breath, and I had no energy. So after spending about a week back east, I went home and got a bunch of tests from a bunch of doctors and come to find out that I had mesothelioma, lung cancer, which is really cancer in the lining of the lung. It's a rare cancer because it's caused by asbestos, and there just aren't that many buildings that are occupied with asbestos in them anymore because it was outlawed probably back in the 50s. But I picked it up somewhere along the line, and it lies dormant. It can lie dormant for 25 years or so, and all of a sudden, you know, something happens, you go, whoa, what happened to me here? So I've been in chemo treatments, and I've got some doctors that are phenomenal, both my oncologist, I've got two surgeons that I'm talking to, and I think this is going to be a fighting year when it comes to fighting, you know, what they do call cancer, but afterwards it's going to prove to be life-saving. And we'll have my energy back.
Yeah, my thoughts will be with you, and I'm sure our listeners' thoughts will be with you.
Appreciate
so,
that.
So they may take a lung as part of this, right?
They may. The goal is to shrink the cancer enough to take the right lung, and it's called an extrapleural lumenectomy, which is a fancy word for a big-ass operation. And it would take a long time to recover, but it's the one operation that if the cancer hasn't spread into the lymph nodes, which it has not, we're hoping that I'm eligible for after the chemo treatment. So I'm very optimistic, and we'll take one day at a time.
Well, I know you've been passionate about life, and I'm sure you'll fight this with everything you've got. So what happens to J. Mish?
interesting you ask, because even before I got sick, I was looking for a way to straighten my affairs out. And one of the things that I was thinking about doing, and that I think I'm pretty close to doing, is restructuring the company so that I would still have money in it, and I would still be instead of the majority shareholder, I'd be one of the minority shareholders, but still be very active in the marketing and the product development. And this would give a chance for Bob Van Order, who's been there and had a little bit less of a minority stake, and now he could have a bigger stake, and it would enable him to be in charge of marketing and product development on a day-to-day basis, which he always was, but it gives him a bigger voice. And also, Paul Lisk, who used to run the operations and then was vice president of finance for Monterey Carpet Mills, will be the majority owner. He is one of the best operators I've ever met in my life. Not only is he an amazing operator, but people just take to him. I mean, they just adore him because he can teach. He's a good teacher, and he's just great with people. He's an optimist, and we really needed more of an operations person at the mill on a day-to-day basis, and he and Bob are going to share that, but Paul's going to be there 90% of the time and is going to take the majority of the operations. I think it's going to allow us to be a lot better company than we ever were. So I'm very hyped up on it. I'm very, very optimistic. I think the company is going to be better than it ever was. We've invested millions of dollars into it, and we are going to put a lot of new money into it again for new product and new marketing. We're all pretty excited about it.
Well, listen, I hope that everything goes well with you. And listen, I want you, next time you come this way, to stop by my home and sign the wall your signature, since you're the creator of the carpet on my floor, okay?
Be very happy to do that.
Okay,
Kemp.
Jack. All right, great to talk to you. And we'll stay in close touch with you. We've been talking to Jack Mishkin, who's the owner of J. Mish, and you've been listening to Kemp R and FloorDaily.net.